As COVID cases surge in Michigan, so too are the number of people getting vaccinated every day. Nearly 4 million doses have been administered, and about 1.5 million people have been fully vaccinated. And that's in no small part due to pharmacies. We recently heard about a pharmacist in Kalamazoo who saw a need in his region to better organize vaccines in the community. Arun Tandon is a pharmacist and head of Advanced Health Pharmacy in Kalamazoo. Arun, welcome to Stateside.
Well, thank you for having me.
So I want to start off just with the basics. When did you recognize that there was a need to help organize vaccination efforts?
That was in December. And we were so lucky as the science came through for the whole world to create this vaccine, not one, but two. And in the middle of December, we were able to get vaccines. And to get out of this pandemic, that was the clear choice. So we realized that, you know, the sooner everybody can get vaccinated, the better the whole world would be.
And what have been the most important sort of structural and organizational pieces you've needed to get the vaccine in arms throughout the community?
Availability of the vaccines was the main thing, and it still is the main thing. There's so many people who are not vaccinated. Right now in Michigan, I think we are below 30% in Michigan that people who have gotten vaccinated. So distribution of vaccines and who's vaccinating, those choices can make a huge difference in how fast we can vaccinate people.
As far as you can tell, who have been the most vulnerable members of the community with maybe even less direct access to the vaccine?
Most vulnerable people are the people who have lots of barriers. They don't have the right information. So misinformation is number one obstacle. Second thing is they don't have transportation. People who don't live next to a Walgreens or a CVS or a Rite Aid or a doctor's office. Third thing is language barrier. People who are Latinos and Hispanics and they don't speak the language and they are working essential workers and they don't have the time to get to the spots.
And pharmacies and pharmacists have been key to flu vaccine distribution every year. Tell me about their role so far with the COVID-19 vaccination. Is it similar?
I must tell you that there are pharmacies and then there are pharmacies. A lot of time, public doesn't understand. There are two classes of pharmacies in the United States. The largest pharmacies are the pharmacies which are owned by individuals or independent pharmacists. We are about 22,000 pharmacies in the United States. And then there are big box pharmacies, which are called the chain pharmacies, like the Walgreens and the Walmarts of the world. And problem I'm seeing in this whole distribution of vaccination is when a government entity who's responsible for getting the vaccines out in the arms of population, they look at a big picture and they say, okay, we know what Walgreens is. We know what Walmart is. We know what Rite Aid and CVS is. And so they are trying to distribute that through those channels. But those are the people who are already burdened with so much work and they don't have the wherewithal, they don't have the labor to do all the work that they could do. But independent pharmacies are very agile. There's no red tape. We are business people. We are community pharmacists. We know our patients, we know who our patients are, and those independent pharmacists are kind of left behind in this race to vaccinate Michiganders.
Are we headed to any point in the future where the COVID vaccine becomes something like a booster shot or a new shot we receive at pharmacies year over year into the foreseeable future? Is that a possibility here?
Possibility is great. But the science is not there yet. In 11 months, this vaccine was approved, which was a lightning speed. We don't know yet that how long this is going to provide the immunity for. And there is a possibility that we might have to do a, a booster shot every year. But we don't know. It all depends on what the science tells us, what the numbers tell us, what is the infection, reinfection rate and hospitalization rate and the death rate after you have received the vaccines. And so far, what I'm reading is there is no hospitalization and no death after of the people who have received the vaccines. But the information is coming every day, so that could change.
Those concerns, and I think especially early on in the vaccine rollout, that frankly, that pandemonium over the vaccine as supply was low and the organization to get it out there was still ramping up. Now that there are more doses out there and it's a little bit easier to get, that tension seems to be easing up a bit. But that chaotic feeling, was that inevitable just given the infrastructure we're working with and that this is all new?
It is a logistic nightmare. You have to vaccinate each and every person in the whole of United States, 16 and above, because the vaccines available are only for 16 and above, in the fastest way possible. So our government, the central government, the federal government, gave the vaccines to the state governments, and the state governments gave the vaccine to the local health department. And as this was happening, we found out the weakest links in this whole chain. Local health departments did not have to do this ever. This kind of exposed the weaknesses in our local health department. There's no doubt that this is a tremendous task, and the people who are working there, they are doing a tremendous job of doing their best. But if the system is not in place to deal with a pandemic, then it's not their fault. But you had to reinvent this system. You had to come up with the electronic forms. You have to come up with the ways of getting people information. You have to get up, set up these big places where you could do these mass vaccinations. Those are the real challenges these health departments have been facing. And I can tell you that anytime, anywhere, any health department who has been able to partner up with local independent pharmacies, they have succeeded in a tremendous way. Look at West Virginia, which has the highest rate of vaccinations. And they, from day one, the state partnered up with local independent pharmacies.
And now, being a pharmacist is an interesting part of the medical practice because you interface directly with people in your community, often at vulnerable moments in their lives. So I wanted to ask you about your relationship with your patients and specifically your role in easing concerns about a new vaccine and communicating broadly with the public. How does being a pharmacist sort of tackle that with this new vaccine that people clearly have concerns about?
So biggest thing in life is trust. And without trust, nothing happens. If you don't believe in the person who is providing you the information, then it is very difficult to make a change in somebody's behavior. So as a pharmacist, I've been a pharmacist for over 30 years here in Portage, Michigan, and I have done my best to earn the trust of my community. Anytime they have any questions, we are the first line of professionals who are available at any given time. They can call us. They can talk to us face to face. My cell number is on our answering machine. If anybody needs anything after hours, they can just get hold of me on my cell phone. Creating that trust is not an overnight thing. And once you have that, then the conversation becomes very easy. Then you also have to not only say the words, but show them that I was the first one to get vaccinated. My family was the first one to get vaccinated. My pharmacy was the first one to get vaccinated soon as it was available to frontline workers. So that is where the vaccine hesitancy can be, the needle can be moved in the right direction. And second thing is that talking to them, there is, whenever there's a question about vaccine hesitancy at this point. There are two angles to that. Number one is science. We can do science. And then the trust part goes towards in the emotional trust, that trust which we have built with our community for the last 30 years, that comes in handy when I'm speaking with my patients. So we got the science, and then we got the emotional trust on people, because it is not all logic that these people are, our community is facing. There is a lot of misinformation. There is a lot of other things which are coming into play. There is a politicization of this vaccination as well. So we have to cut through all that. And that can only happen if you trust someone. And a pharmacist, a community pharmacist, even if it's a Walgreens pharmacist, they would do their best job to talk to the patients face to face.
Arun Tandon is a pharmacist and head of advanced health pharmacy in Kalamazoo. Arun, thanks so much for joining Stateside.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.